The Gospel for Thursday of the first week of Advent, Matthew 7:21 and following. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and act on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. If you envision that Jesus was perceived as a rabbi, rabbis went around teaching based on the Torah, the teachings that are traditional for the Jews. But Jesus is entirely different because he speaks with authority. And this utterly amazed everyone. He says it's not enough to call him Lord, Lord, to enter the kingdom of heaven, but actually we must do the will of the Father in heaven. He is presenting himself as one with the Father, that we must not just call them Lord, but submit completely to what he says, because what he says is one with what the Father says. Notice that he's speaking to people who are already following him, not to people who have rejected him. People who say, "Lord, Lord," and who may not make it to heaven. This is a challenge for all of us. You see, we all have this temptation of doing pious things in the outside, and the Lord is calling us to something specific that he wants to change in our lives. But that's painful to go there. And so we keep on doing the pious things that we want to do to justify ourselves, and we don't let the Lord touch the wound, that area that he needs to heal, because it's painful to go there. And we isolate ourselves. And this is the danger. You see, you can build a beautiful house on sand, and the house can function very well. You can build a beautiful, apparent Christian life. It looks just as good as anybody else's. The problem comes the moment that those turns come down the hill, and if the house is not really on the rock, it's going to collapse. Now, the rock is Jesus himself. We need to touch his wounds. We have to be so one with him that we are crucified with him. Not just listening to the words, but we have to follow him. You see, Jesus' life was one of following the will of the Father unto death and crucifixion. Our life is authentic if it becomes a discipleship where we are actually touching Christ and walking with him, dying to ourselves, going to the cross. If we do this, then we are wise. Otherwise, we could have beautiful appearances. We can even fool ourselves, which is the worst, to believe that we're good Christians when we really do not want to take the next step necessary. God bless you.